There were 206 items up for bid, and more than 1,430 bids were recorded, with 40 items finishing in overtime bidding. Top three items with the most bids were, with 25 bids each, Masterant Rope, an ARRL Field Day Cooler Bag Surprise, and, with 24 bids, was one of the mystery junk boxes. Proceeds from the yearly ARRL online auction go directly to ARRL's education programs, including promoting activities to license new hams, strengthening amateur radio's emergency service training, offering continuing technical and operating education, and creating instructional materials. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology trains educators to incorporate amateur radio and wireless communications into their science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM lessons. This is creating a real impact on the number of new hams across the country. You can see more about the program at www.arrl.org/TI. All treats, no tricks in the ARRL November sweepstakes. Halloween is here, which means the ARRL sweepstakes is knocking at your door. No tricks, though, said ARRL contest program manager Paul Bork, N1SFE. If the band conditions are as good as they were this past weekend, we're in for a real treat. The CW weekend of ARRL sweepstakes is November 2nd and 3rd. ARRL Sweepstakes is the oldest domestic contest beginning in 1930, with competition at the individual, multi-operator, and school club levels. In this contest, multipliers are the 85 ARRL and RACE sections. Each may be worked once in the contest, regardless of the band. Change is daunting for contest first-timers, but familiar to those who have operated it before. Contacts may be made on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, but because multipliers may be the only worked once stations, activity tends to cluster on the bands that are open and populated. Phone weekend will be November 16th through the 18th, by the way. And you can see the full rules and additional information at www.arrl.org/sweepstakes. Halloween came a little early this year in Independence, Kansas, and that's thanks to amateur radio. On Saturday, October 17th, 2024, the Nawala Festival, that's Halloween spelled backwards, by the way, got underway. The Nawala Festival is an annual event held during the last week of October, and it started in 1919 as an effort to provide activities for local kids in place of the typical Halloween pranks that occurred in the community.